This week's Half Off NH Deal of the Week is focusing on fitness, and I'm with the owner of EFX Fitness, Mike Bistani, who you have a phenomenal background in fitness, first of all, don't you?
Yeah, not too shabby, I suppose.
Okay, myself, well, I'm going to say phenomenal. Tell me about yourself, how you got started with this business.
Well, back in 2011, I opened my first facility in Salem, and we grew really fast. We started doing personal training, then moved on to group fitness training, which is small groups of 4 to 8 people. And then a couple years after that, we opened up here in town in Manchester, and we started at one of the karate studios in town, renting hourly.
Yes.
And then we found our spot in 2013, in the fall of 2013, and here we are almost 5 years later, and we're growing even more.
Right. And this is the kind of focus that people are really gravitating to now. They want to stay healthy, whether it's for weight or whether it's just for cardio or just the active lifestyles. I bet you have a lot of different kinds of clients.
Well, we sure do. We have athletes as young as 11. Actually, we're bringing in my hockey team. I coach hockey too.
Yes.
So we're bringing in the 10-year-olds, the squirts, to train
Smart
for the summer
man.
Preseason. Oh, yeah. The other coaches are all about it. So 10 years old all the way up to a 78-year-old senior citizen with Parkinson's. And then we have everywhere in between. So our main client base is probably 25 years old to about 50.
That's great. So you have all levels of fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we focus on. So we call ourselves a functional fitness facility. And functional training is basically for everyday life, right? So whether you're a hockey player or someone who sits at a desk all day, we're going to train you to what your goals are and how your movements are. And we're going to train you safely and properly and slowly and not push you until you're ready to be pushed.
This is the type of gym that you want to go to that's probably more of a lighthearted atmosphere, still focused on your fitness, but you're doing it in such a way that people aren't feeling like, oh, I got to go back to the gym today.
No, it's quite the contrary, actually. People love to come back. Like I'm trying to think of who it was recently, but there's always one person that might miss a few days or something, and they'll text me or email me, oh, I miss it. I'll be back on Wednesday or whatever it may be. And it's almost like it's their lifestyle. It's their habit. And people don't necessarily come in 5 days a week. They'll come in 2 or 3 days. But if they miss a whole week, they realize what they're missing. Their body doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, the eating starts to get bad and they're way off the wagon. So our job, that's one thing we focus on, is accountability. So we have, whether they're doing our group fitness or private training or a new open gym model, everybody's accountable to come in. And if they don't come in, they're going to hear from me.
I like that phrase, functional fitness. And yeah, accountability is big because they always, some of the experts always say, if you don't have a buddy or if you don't have somebody that's kind of watching over you, keeping you excited about it, keeping you motivated, that functional fitness aspect gets lost if you don't have that.
Absolutely. And you know what I tell people is all you got to do is get your butt in 2 or 3 days a week. And, you know, with a good eating plan that we give them too. The magic just happens before your eyes. I have a woman who actually, it's her third week this week. Saw her last week after 3 sessions in good eating, 10 pounds.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah. So. And that means a lot to somebody who's struggled with it before. Not only do they have a support network, but you offered the nutrition aspect of it. That's great.
Yes. And we actually have one of our clients is our in-house certified nutritionist. She's actually a registered dietitian too. She works with doctors. So it's great to have her in-house too to help us with our clients that need that extra help.
I once had a trainer who mentioned to me 80% is what you put in your mouth, 20% is the fitness. And it seems like it's skewed because you still got to have that 20% fitness. But when you couple it together and you find that balance, that's when you see success, right?
Lightning fast. Lightning, like the woman I was just talking about with the 10 pounds. Lightning fast.
That's
She's younger. She's probably like 28-ish, you know, and I gave her a very, very basic meal plan. I said, listen, just come in a couple days a week and take walks and little jogs on your own. And it's happening before her eyes. And she's just blown away.
So. I'm talking with owner Mike Bistani of EFX Fitness about a new space that you are occupying now in Manchester. Tell me about the new space.
Yeah, so we're in the same building. And our setup, it's basically we've retrofitted a garage.
Cool.
And it's a good-sized garage. And the new space next door, what we're doing with that is it's for open gym. So people can now come to us and not necessarily do personal training or group fitness training. Mm-hmm. They can train on their own. And what we're doing is something completely different. I don't know of anybody in the area that's doing this. There'll be a workout on the board for them to follow. There'll be a trainer on site at all times to help them and watch them as needed. And they'll still get the accountability to come in. And it's not hundreds of dollars. It's as little as $20.
And it sounds like you're taking the pressure off. They can do to the level of fitness that they, you know, you'll still push them and motivate. But they're not going to feel the pressure of, oh, I'm the only one in the class that can't do 10 sit-ups or 10 jumping jacks or something like that.
Well, we had a woman, she trained with us for a couple of years and it stopped maybe about 8-9 months ago. So, of course, I knew she came in yesterday. I had to ask her, hey, how was it? How'd you like it? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, it was amazing. I got to go in when I wanted to. I went at my own pace. I went fast, then I went slow. I took my breaks, and I got it all done, and I feel amazing. I mean, that's a huge thing for us to have somebody come back that did our group fitness model and is training on their own, how much she likes it. So that's the key for me. My biggest thing is I want to make sure people are enjoying it and are comfortable with everything they're doing there mm-hmm. at our facility. And that's one thing going back to the functional fitness model. When someone comes in, let's say you came in and did our free fitness consultation, and maybe you wanted to do our group fitness program. We take you through what's called an FMS. It's a functional movement screen to make sure you move properly mm-hmm. to pass and be in our group fitness program. If you don't pass it, then we're going to suggest that you do a little bit of a personal training to get started
right.
until you get over that proverbial hump and move better.
That's also going to prevent injury.
Precisely. Yes, I'll get there in a second. You're ahead of me. I like it. So it's really to help the client, like you said, for injury, but also to make sure they're comfortable. So if we put somebody in group that doesn't move adequately to do the group program, not only are they possibly going to get hurt, but they're going to be extra sore and they're not going to feel good. They're not going to feel good doing the workout. They're going to be uncomfortable. So it's really critical to us. And that happens a lot, actually. We probably get at least a couple people a month that happens to.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do your group program. All right, let's go through the FMS and see how you move. Oh, sorry. I would suggest maybe you do 4 to 6 weeks of personal training first, mm-hmm. then go to our group
to get
program.
You there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's nice. There's always goals.
Yes, always. And that's what we do in there, too. We'll set those goals. So someone comes in and doesn't have a particular goal. Oh, mm-hmm. I just want to feel good and look good.
Yeah.
We're going to set a goal for them.
Yeah,
so
it's
we'll,
bikini season.
Yeah, precisely, right on schedule. You know it, absolutely, all part of the plan. That's why we're opening right before, right?
Yes.
So it's all part of the plan. So we want to set those goals. So maybe someone comes in and, like this one I was just talking about, I believe her goal was September. She mm-hmm. has a big vacation or a wedding, one or the other.
Yeah.
And so I set a particular goal for her in terms of weight loss, body fat percentage lost, mm-hmm. and dress size.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So. You're encompassing everything too, which is good because I think it embodies the mind as well as the heart and the grit to keep coming back and to keep doing it.
Yeah.
If you're having fun at the same time.
Can't lose.
Perfect.
Can't lose.
Perfect.
And we have clients that have been with us for over 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, I have clients that are still training with me before I even started the business. One's there right now training. She'll
yes.
be done. She's just finishing now.
Probably waiting for you. Let's go, Mike. And
so.
You'd also have an athlete program as well. So for those
yeah.
people that are maybe training for certain sports or mm-hmm. races or things like that, you can take them to the next level?
Yeah. So long story short, I'm a strength coach at Goffstown High School, also Goffstown High School. And so what I decided to do this year with the new open space that we have is – high school and college athletes can come in and train on their own for $49 for the whole summer. Mm-hmm. One fee, $49.
Nice.
Bucks. Come in whenever you want.
That's great.
Number one. Yeah, it's a great deal. So I know other places in town, no names mentioned, are charging twice as much.
Sure.
But I'm not about the money. I'm about helping people, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what we're doing starting for the summer, and this will be year-round, is we're doing a speed and strength training program for athletes. So it'll be like our group fitness adult program, but specifically for athletes. Mm-hmm. So anywhere from ages 13 to 18. And they'll get a nice dynamic warm-up, speed and agility, plyometrics, strength and conditioning, which will help them with mobility, flexibility, and stability. But most importantly, it'll help them get faster. It'll reduce injury rates, right?
Right.
That's a huge thing, especially for athletes,
kids
that are playing 3 or 4 sports. You know
sure. And they push too hard or too fast. Or coaches can't pay attention. Coaches do a great job, but you can't pay attention to every kid at every moment.
Well, that's the thing, too. And you know, working at the high school, I've seen it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, coaches, they're coaching for sports. They're not coaching for strength training, right? So what I've done, and I've gotten the authority to be able to go in and help them, and I manage the weight room when I'm there, and I do the same thing at my gym. If I see someone doing something wrong, they're going to be fixed instantly right away. And mm-hmm. that's our job, to make sure the angles are properly, making sure the movements are proper, because that's, you know, something simple like landing from a jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most injuries happen, right?
Right.
Knee or ankle. And if they don't know how to land properly, they're risking that injury, and we teach them how to land properly.
Right, and that way they're not going to get taken out of the season early, nor
yeah.
are they going to they're going to learn the right way, because, you know, in the high school kids situation too, they're still growing.
Precisely. Yes.
So they sometimes don't even know what to do with their body.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
they're growing, like, I was 2 inches shorter a month ago.
Well, exactly, and you know, I won't talk about my age, but a couple years ago when I was 12 years old,
sure,
I got taught how to throw a curveball.
Mm-hmm.
And now in Little League, they're not allowed to do that, I think, until they're 13 or 14.
Right.
And guess what? I threw up my arm, and to this day, I cannot throw a ball, baseball, or football without pain.
Yep.
You know, so it's something I'm going to have to deal with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So we don't want to see that.
No.
And, you know, there's also the overuse injuries, like kids playing, like, one sport year-round. That's the worst thing for a kid.
Because the same group of muscles are getting used all the time.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, like, we see for like for soccer, for example, I have a couple kids that play soccer year round, mm-hmm. and ankles and groin, number one and 1A for soccer, you know, volleyball or baseball, shoulder, right? Yeah. Football, I mean, not kids usually don't play football year round, but you know, some kids that play like the indoor stuff,
sure.
will, usually
yeah.
it's ankle
lots
like
of
soccer.
Leagues off season.
Yeah. So
I've got Mike Bastani, the owner of EFX Fitness, with us talking about our half-off NH deal. Mike, thanks for joining me today. If you want to go to halfoffnh.com or WZID.com and click on the half-off NH deal, you can get 6 months at EFX Fitness for just $375. That's your deal on the deal of the week for you. Mike Bastani, the owner of EFX Fitness, thanks for joining me.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.